Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
Our trip with this company started with manually dragging our boats round the first beginner's luck rapids. Well, I fell on the rocks while doing this and injured my elbow. This company has a strange view on safety. Our guide, with 9 years of experience, did nothing to prevent our boat from being turned upside down, throwing all three of us into the water. So I'm begging you, do yourself a favor. Please use another boating company.
Speaker B.
This trip isn't about being rowed down a river. You will paddle, feel pain, and get bruises. You wear a helmet and life jacket for a reason. You need to be at a basic level of physical fitness. There is some climbing up and down rocks and on uneven ground, and it's slippery. You need to paddle sitting in an awkward position. You have to be able to get up and down quickly. You have to listen and respond to directions. If you really can do that, sign up.
Speaker C.
At the end of the day, don't be lazy. We're all tired. We're all sore and bruised. So what? Help take your boat up. Not doing that is considered rude. And please don't be pessimistic, gloomy, or unpleasant, because it may annoy the people around you who are trying to hear the guides and have a fun day with their family and friends. Kids can go too, but they need to be at least 90 pounds or at least 12 years old, and they need to be good swimmers and listeners.
Speaker D.
I've gone with this company twice now, and I enjoyed it both times. There are several rafting companies out there, but you won't meet personnel as qualified as you meet here. These people are doing what they love. I would not take these trips without a guide, as I'd kill myself. They get you down safely and allow you to have fun between the rapids. Food was good, and every time we passed another outfitter, it became evident we chose the best one.
Speaker E.
There is a common assumption that life jackets keep your head above water at all times. Wrong. They are constructed to be able to float in water, so in any case, you will pop to the surface. But waves and river currents are strong enough to take you underwater for brief periods. A good rafting company typically provides a course on how to breathe strategically in rapids. But most beginners usually forget all that in the panic of being in the water.
Speaker F.
I almost got killed in a whitewater rafting trip. This is how it happened. I rafted a very fast river. The guy in front of me lost his footing, banged into me, and we both fell in. Our boat panicked, so we were rescued by another one 10 minutes later. We were heavily injured, and I was barely conscious. My life jacket did not protect me from going under the crashing pull of white water. Don't listen to those who say that rafting is safe. It's dangerous.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
Our trip with this company started with manually dragging our boats round the first beginner's luck rapids. Well, I fell on the rocks while doing this and injured my elbow. This company has a strange view on safety. Our guide, with 9 years of experience, did nothing to prevent our boat from being turned upside down, throwing all three of us into the water. So I'm begging you, do yourself a favor. Please use another boating company.
Speaker B.
This trip isn't about being rowed down a river. You will paddle, feel pain, and get bruises. You wear a helmet and life jacket for a reason. You need to be at a basic level of physical fitness. There is some climbing up and down rocks and on uneven ground, and it's slippery. You need to paddle sitting in an awkward position. You have to be able to get up and down quickly. You have to listen and respond to directions. If you really can do that, sign up.
Speaker C.
At the end of the day, don't be lazy. We're all tired. We're all sore and bruised. So what? Help take your boat up. Not doing that is considered rude. And please don't be pessimistic, gloomy, or unpleasant, because it may annoy the people around you who are trying to hear the guides and have a fun day with their family and friends. Kids can go too, but they need to be at least 90 pounds or at least 12 years old, and they need to be good swimmers and listeners.
Speaker D.
I've gone with this company twice now, and I enjoyed it both times. There are several rafting companies out there, but you won't meet personnel as qualified as you meet here. These people are doing what they love. I would not take these trips without a guide, as I'd kill myself. They get you down safely and allow you to have fun between the rapids. Food was good, and every time we passed another outfitter, it became evident we chose the best one.
Speaker E.
There is a common assumption that life jackets keep your head above water at all times. Wrong. They are constructed to be able to float in water, so in any case, you will pop to the surface. But waves and river currents are strong enough to take you underwater for brief periods. A good rafting company typically provides a course on how to breathe strategically in rapids. But most beginners usually forget all that in the panic of being in the water.
Speaker F.
I almost got killed in a whitewater rafting trip. This is how it happened. I rafted a very fast river. The guy in front of me lost his footing, banged into me, and we both fell in. Our boat panicked, so we were rescued by another one 10 minutes later. We were heavily injured, and I was barely conscious. My life jacket did not protect me from going under the crashing pull of white water. Don't listen to those who say that rafting is safe. It's dangerous.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.